State Radio in Ghana says results from Friday's delayed voting in the remote Tine district should be available Saturday. A shortage of ballot papers during last Sunday's presidential runoff forced the revoting in Tine, when Ghana's Electoral Commission said it could not name a winner without those results. With nearly 9 million ballots cast, opposition candidate John Atta Mills leads ruling party candidate Nana Akufo-Addo by just over 23,000 votes. So the 53,000 registered voters in Tine could well decide Ghana's next president. During the first round of presidential balloting December 7th, Atta Mills narrowly won the Tine constituency, edging out Akufo-Addo by fewer than 1,300 votes. Ghana's ruling National Patriotic Party boycotted Friday's delayed voting in Tine over what it said were security concerns. Electoral observers reported no problems as hundreds of soldiers and police were deployed to keep order. President Kufuor is appealing for calm as voters await the final outcome of a hard-fought, closely contested race. In a statement read on national radio, he said Ghanaians can count on security forces to remain neutral. He said it's important to meet the constitutional timetable of handing over power January 7th, so all stakeholders should yield to the authority of the Electoral Commissioner. President Kufuor said any outstanding issues can be settled later by due process. Lawyers from his party are seeking a court order to prevent the Electoral Commission from announcing any more results, but that case has been adjourned until next week, when the winner may well be known. With all but the Tine votes counted, opposition candidate Atta Mills has 50.13% of the vote. The ruling party's Akufo-Addo has 49.87%. Akufo-Addo won the first round of balloting, but because no candidate received more than 50% of the votes cast, he and Atta Mills went head-to-head in a second round that was to decide the winner. Now, the contest hangs on the results of revoting in Tine and the Electoral Commission's investigation of allegations of vote fraud by both the ruling party and the opposition. The Electoral Commission says its examination of alleged fraud in the Ashanti and Volta districts will be factored into the final outcome. The Commission has given no indication about when those investigations might be completed or when a winner might be announced. Whoever wins will rule with a decidedly different parliament, as the ruling party lost its legislative majority in the first round of voting. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.